Rachel Sutherland joins us on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR as WJR news analyst, WJR contributor. And Rachel, what you're talking about today, the senators and White House locked in intense negotiations yesterday to salvage what is called a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Pressure mounting on all sides to wrap up talks and show some progress. And you're right smack dab in the middle of it. Rachel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. You know, there's some optimism here at the White House about this $1.2 trillion core infrastructure bill. But there is a lot of arguing about the details over on the Hill. We're talking about how much money to spend on your roads and bridges, broadband, internet broadband. The pandemic really highlighted the need for that in certain parts of the country that they don't have it. And kids were trying to work from home and do their schoolwork and so on. So it's popular with the American public, but it has been stalled in recent days over these last-minute details, and part of it has to do with how much money is going to be drawn from unspent coronavirus relief funds. So it depends on which lawmaker you talk to as to whether, you know, the sky is falling like Chicken Little or we're going to have a deal imminently. I mean, we were expecting yesterday that we would have legislative text of this thing. Didn't happen. So we're watching today to see if the actual bill comes to surface.
Well, weeks of closed-door discussions, senators from the so-called bipartisan group, they blew past the deadline yesterday, getting everyone's attention, looking at how they're going to spend nearly $1 trillion, hitting some serious roadblocks over, as you mentioned, Rachel, how much would be spent on public transit or water infrastructure, whether the new spending on roads, bridges, broadband, and other projects would be required to meet federal wage requirements for workers. They're at odds over drawing on COVID-19 funds to help pay for it. I mean, frankly, if people thought this was moving along smoothly, they have to say that's not the case at all right now when I hear these problems.
When the president came out now a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, with a group of senators and said we have a deal, right? And that was after weeks of negotiation. It was really a framework. It was just the top line spending and the ideas. And then when it got to the Hill, it gets very complicated, especially when you're talking about the kind of money and filling in the grid about, okay, what's going to go here? What's going to go there? And so that's the last minute wrangling. There are some, like Susan Collins of Maine, who says, look, there's going to be, it's painful, she says, but there's going to be an agreement. The other issue here, Paul, is that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing by her word that the House isn't even going to take up this bipartisan bill to get to the Oval Office unless the Senate passes that $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package, which would fund human infrastructure. They're describing things like in-home care for seniors and people who are disabled, free community college, free pre-kindergarten for 3- and 4-year-olds, expansions of Medicaid. So a lot in it that we don't even know about yet because there is no legislative text for that.
We like to pass things that we don't really know what's in the package.
That'll never go away, that Obamacare thing.
That whole expression. We ought to really read it and know what we're doing before we pass it. That's, you know, for the rest of us in the real world, it just seems unthinkable they could come up with a statement like that. But never say never. We do know that the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, wants some progress, well, on both packages, before the August recess. And he told senators to brace for a Saturday and or Sunday session.
Yes, and he had warned lawmakers, members, that they could be staying and doing long hours, weekends, and maybe even cut into their August recess, which they don't want. So a lot of these deadlines, okay, they're self-imposed. Yeah, they're supposed to go in recess, but come on, this is important to the American people.
Right.
So it's just like, well, you got your beach cottages all ready to go. All right, we get it. We like vacation. But the American people like infrastructure. And so it could be that they have to stick around for a while. But The question is, does it get, maybe they get the bipartisan thing done. It goes over to the House. They leave. It's dog days of summer. The thing is sitting there. And by the time they get back, it's time to start really funding. We're talking about the fiscal year budget, which is due to be, they at least have to pass a short-term fix by September 30th. So that's going to be really taking up a lot of the oxygen in the room when they get back. And so how much longer does it go? And then they've got to deal with the budget reconciliation bill before the House even takes this up or kicking into the fall. I mean, maybe I'm being a pessimist here on the plans, but that's just the way I'm reading it right now.
A trillion here, a trillion there, another trillion thrown in for good measure. It starts to sound like real money, Rachel.
Oh, thanks. It does to me.
Thanks so much for your help, as always.
Thanks.
Rachel Sutherland, WJR, a news analyst and WJR contributor. She's a Fox News analyst as well.